everybody. Welcome to WELF. I'm Leon Luz.
And I'm Belle Noel.
This is the only podcast broadcasting straight from the North Pole. How's everybody feeling out there? Now, let me tell you, we enjoy talking about our jobs all the time, but this is the kind of little side project we got going. We decided to podcast and tell you what elves do all year round.
All the time, 24/7.
Now, Belle, I know you have a really cool job. What is your job?
I am the head tinsel tinker.
Tinsel tinker? What is that?
Well, I am in charge of making sure all the tinsel that goes on all the trees and all of the decorations and all of the houses are perfectly shiny and sparkly and perfect.
That's a really important job.
It is. I mean, I spend all day long shining it up and inspecting it, making sure it's not too flammable, because that can happen sometimes, and making sure it's not too appealing for all the kitty cats in the world.
Yeah, we don't want any of those kitty cats eating that.
Mm-mm.
Let me tell you my job. I'm a boa constrictor.
A boa constrictor? Don't you mean a bow constructor?
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. I make sure all the bows are perfect looking for all of Santa's presents. All the jobs at Santa's workshop are truly important for the holiday season. But of course, this time of year, a lot of elves are going on vacation.
Oh, vacation. I love going on vacation.
Where's some of your favorite places to go?
Oh, man, I like going to North Pole, Australia.
North Pole, Australia? What's Christmas like in Australia?
Well, not a whole lot, which is why I like it. But it's at the North Pole, so I feel a little comfortable.
That's very good. That's very good. I know a lot of my friends go to North Pole, Alaska as well.
Ooh, North Pole, Alaska. Wouldn't it still be cold there, though?
It's still cold, but you know what? Some people just enjoy all that snow.
That's true. I like being on the beach.
The beach is always a good time, no matter where you're going. It's always good to get away from your job every once in a while.
You know what? My cousin, well, my first cousin's sister's friend's uncle's, who is it now? Anyway, it doesn't matter. They went to Santa's workshop theme park.
There's a theme park for Santa?
Yeah, it's in Colorado. It's so cool.
Wow, what's some of the rides that they have at Santa's workshop in Colorado?
I heard they have a coaster, like a roller coaster, made entirely out of candy canes.
Candy canes.
Yeah.
That's my favorite candy.
Me too. They even have a carousel and a boat ride, which is especially exciting because a lot of elves don't get to go on boats. We usually fly around.
That's very true. We're always in Santa's sleigh helping them deliver all those presents.
You know, Leon.
Yeah.
Just because there's a lot of elves on vacation doesn't mean there isn't cause to celebrate.
Really?
Yeah. Did you know that there's a Christmas in July?
What? Are we ready to go? Do we have all of his presents
ready? Don't worry. It's not like real Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You had me worried.
That would be crazy. That'd be double time work. And I don't think all of my shining shoes are ready for all that tinsel.
I don't think so. We got to work overtime for Santa at that point.
Yeah. No, but there's a lot of different ways to celebrate Christmas in July.
Really?
Yeah. Well, one way is, you know how I mentioned how I like to go to Australia?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. So in Australia, they do Christmas in July because at real Christmas time, did you know that it's summertime there?
It's summer in Australia, so they have sandals and shorts on as they're celebrating Christmas?
And they're going to the beach, and it's really, really hot and sweaty outside.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so when it's in July, it's usually really cold and snowy outside.
So more like their July is our regular North Pole weather.
Exactly, all the time.
Wow.
Yeah, so they want to, you know, they want to enjoy drinking hot chocolate and throwing snowballs, so they do their own little Christmas in July so they can have all the traditional things like we have all the time here.
Well, that's good. They completely embrace all of that elf culture that we normally have.
Yeah, all the time, yeah.
Very cool, very cool. Is there anything else that people do for Christmas in July?
Well, back in the day, way, way back in the day, maybe not as old as we are, Leon, back in the 40s, there was this guy. He was the pastor of a church.
Okay.
And he decided that in Christmas, in July, he was going to put up this big, big Christmas tree in the middle of his church.
Wow.
Yeah, and all of the people in his church decided to hang donations on there instead of ornaments. You know, we normally do ornaments all of the tinsel that I do all the time.
Tinsel.
Yes. And all of the lights. Well, instead of all that, they put little envelopes and they would put money in the envelopes and it would go to a charity that they chose that year.
So do you think when he was originally putting up this tree, people were like, what is this guy doing? He's crazy. It's July.
Probably. He probably got a lot of funny looks.
But then, of course, he told everybody of all the great stuff he was going to do with the donations, and everybody kind of jumped on.
Yeah. I mean, Who doesn't want to spread the meaning of Christmas throughout the entire year? I mean, every year at Christmas, it's all about giving other people things and giving them gifts and spreading your love. So why wouldn't you want to do that all the time?
Absolutely. I'm glad everybody is trying to spread Christmas cheer all year round. That's the best kind of message you could send.
It is.
Wow, Belle, there sure is a lot of different ways to celebrate Christmas in July. Thanks for bringing all those facts to the show.
Oh, you're welcome, Leon.
Now, don't forget, for all you elves coming back from vacation, Santa's annual big summer barbecue is going to be happening next month.
I'm so excited!
Are you excited? There's so much for people to do when people are coming home. Don't forget, you have to sign up for all the elf games that are going to be going on. Are you going to be bringing anything to Santa's big barbecue?
Well, don't tell anyone, but I think I'm going to be bringing a fruitcake I got last year for Christmas.
A fruitcake? Who would give you that?
I don't know. I don't remember. I hope they're not at the barbecue. Do you think they're going to be at the barbecue?
I don't know, but they're going to take credit for you bringing your fruitcake to the party.
Oh, I hope not. I'll put my name on it. What are you doing at the barbecue, Leon?
Well, I've got this really, really important job for Santa.
For Santa?
I'm helping him make all the snowballs for all the elves.
All the snowballs that go in the snow cones?
That's right. Snow cones, snowballs, and we got all different kinds of flavors.
Oh my goodness. My favorite flavor? Flavor is candy cane. What's your favorite flavor?
Oh, candy cane. Let's see. I've got so many different flavors. I mean, you can go tropical with like coconut, watermelon, or sometimes I like to put all the different flavors inside.
For rainbows?
Rainbows, yes. And lots of marshmallow on top.
Oh, of course.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening to WELF's first episode of our podcast. We really enjoyed you guys. Thanks for listening to us. And make sure you tune in next month for our next episode of WELF. But until then,
Merry Christmas to all and to all a good podcast.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment, voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.